Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 28th, Dyth. 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is 7 ASX stocks you must own in the Q3 pullback, Sept-Oct. September and October historically are the market's worst performing months, but not all stocks sink. Wealth Within. Experts highlight 7 stocks to watch during the Q3 pullback. Expect volatility, not necessarily a crash. Stock selection, timing, and risk management are crucial. Tech stocks like Technology One and ProMedicus show resilience, while Qantas and ANZ Group offer potential upside. Keep an eye on new U.S. de minimis rules affecting Aussie online retailers. Combine seasonality with price action and confirmation. Define invalidation before entry. Scale with volatility. Respect gaps and retests, and journal and review for trading success.
First Northern Credit Union partners with Aplii to enhance member lending experience. First Northern Credit Union has partnered with Aplii to enhance the member lending experience. Aplii, a provider of AI-powered financial calculators, was chosen by First Northern Credit Union to improve how members explore borrowing options online. The credit union, which had been using the same calculator provider for over 5 years, sought a more modern solution with better back-end support and additional calculator options. Aplii's calculators, set to launch in September, provide realistic payment quotes based on members' actual credit situations, offering a more accurate picture up front. Aplii's founder and CEO, Tim Pranger, praised First Northern Credit Union's Director of Marketing, Beth Small, for her understanding of members' needs and commitment to providing honest answers about borrowing options. Aplii's AI-powered tools aim to boost customer confidence and increase conversion rates for financial institutions. Highway launches the Trusted Freight Exchange, powered by the Triumph Network. Highway, the leader in carrier identity and compliance solutions, has officially launched the Trusted Freight Exchange, TFX, the industry's first secure digital freight exchange for verified carriers and vetted brokers. Powered by Triumph's market rating, intelligence, payment, and credit capabilities, TFX embeds identity verification, compliance, pricing, and payments in a single platform. This new era of trust, control, and speed for modern freight transactions eliminates fraud and fragmentation of traditional load boards. Brokers gain direct access to identity-verified ELD-connected carriers, while carriers access legitimate freight from trusted brokers with no spam, no uncertainty, and no hidden fees. Every transaction is backed by real-time fraud checks, verified rate intelligence, broker credit assurance, and secure financial settlement. The launch of TFX marks a milestone for the freight industry, introducing a new standard of identity-first infrastructure for moving freight with confidence.
Newmark Merrill Companies named property management firm of fully leased retail center in Oxnard, California. Newmark Merrill Companies, Inc., based in Calabasas, California, has been selected to manage Carriage Square, a fully leased 205,565-square-foot retail center in Oxnard, California. The center, located at 301 W. Gonzalez Road, is home to tenants such as Lowe's, KFC, IHOP, and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Newmark Merrill will provide property management services, including operations support, leasing, accounting, construction, and marketing. President and CEO Sandy Sigel believes Carriage Square is essential to the Oxnard and Ventura County area, with its strategic location near the US 101 freeway attracting thousands of daily visitors. With a portfolio of over 110 shopping centers valued at more than $3 billion, Newmark Merrill is committed to supporting the local economy and community.
Thought leadership that moves the business, a practical plan for CEOs to turn executive insight into demand, trust, and talent. Thought leadership is more than just a buzzword for CEOs. It's about sharing valuable insights grounded in experience to help others act. In today's market, buyers, reporters, and candidates are looking for clear thinkers who can provide practical ideas. By treating thought leadership as a system, CEOs can warm up demand, strengthen reputation, and attract top talent. Choosing three key themes tied to business goals and maintaining a consistent content rhythm can help CEOs establish themselves as industry leaders. By following a simple 30-day plan that includes defining purpose, publishing original content, proving ideas, and reviewing progress, CEOs can start building momentum and making a tangible impact in their market. For CEOs looking to enhance their thought leadership, working with a PR firm like Triscom PR can help turn executive insight into measurable outcomes that resonate with audiences.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Minerals, Inc., Oath Fuel LRF, eyes golden opportunity in Mining Newswire podcast. LaFleur Minerals, listed on the CSE as LAOTCQB as LFLRF, was recently featured on the Mining Newswire podcast. CEO Paul Tenier and Chairman Cal Malley discussed the company's short-term production strategy and long-term positioning. With an advanced gold project in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt and a nearby permitted mill, LaFleur is well-positioned as a near-term gold producer. The current high gold prices create favorable conditions for restarting operations and accelerating project timelines. The company's mining lease at Swanson allows for faster production, especially with gold prices exceeding $3,000 per ounce. LaFleur Minerals is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt with a mission to advance mining projects like the Swanson Gold Project and the Beacon Gold Mill to deliver long-term value.
Biomed news breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics OTLC showcases pipeline and CEO's intellectual property legacy. Oncotelic Therapeutics INSI showcased its oncology pipeline and CEO Dr. Vuong Triuong Trio's extensive intellectual property legacy, with over 500 filed and 75 issued patents. The company's portfolio includes OT101 in phase 3 for pancreatic cancer, OXI-4503, advancing toward phase 3 in AML-MDS and multiple other programs. Oncotelic focuses on building value through differentiated biotechnology assets with strong competitive barriers. For more information, visit Oncotelic's website. Tech Media Breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCID BSAI, signs LOI to lease Nevada site for modular data centers. Blue Sky AI Inc., a neocloud company, has signed a letter of intent to lease 2 acres at the White Cloud facility in Wells, Nevada, for modular data centers. The site offers 2,700 kVA of electrical capacity, quick deployment options, and a 10-year lease with extensions. Blue Sky AI focuses on scalable, energy-efficient compute infrastructure for GPU as a service. Headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, Blue Sky AI delivers modular data center infrastructure for artificial intelligence, supporting machine learning workloads. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Mining news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. TSX.V UCU OTCQX UURF positioned to drive rapid SXTM toward commercial launch. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. recently secured an $18.4 million Phase 2 award from the U.S. Department of Defense to accelerate the engineering, procurement, and site work for its Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex, reinforcing its leadership in domestic heavy rare earth element supply. The company's Rapid SX column-based solvent extraction platform, proven under Phase 1 funding, aims to break reliance on China-controlled legacy REE separation methods. The Phase 2 award expands an earlier $4 million Phase 1 demonstration project and supports detailed engineering, equipment procurement, and early-stage construction at the LASMC in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phase 2 is intended to scale Rapid SX to commercial readiness and position Nucor for mechanical completion of the facility in late 2026 with minimal equity dilution.
Investor news breaks. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYC American Evia Silver Story, unearths modern potential in Bolivia's silver story. New Pacific Metals Corp., a Canadian mineral exploration and development company, is tapping into the potential of Bolivia's silver story. With less than 10% of the country's silver-rich mineral belt explored, New Pacific is advancing its Silver Sand and Carangas projects, which have the potential to produce around 18.5 million ounces of silver per year. These projects could become one of the largest new silver districts globally. New Pacific also has three precious metal projects in Bolivia, including the Silver Sand Project, which could be developed into one of the world's largest silver mines. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Q&A with Anthony Marinello, President and Owner of Tropic Air Charters. Anthony Marinello, President and Owner of Tropic Air Charters, brings over 35 years of distinguished service in law enforcement and aviation operations. With more than 14,000 flight hours, he leads a 30-year U.S. air carrier providing services between Florida and the Bahamas. Marinello also founded Tropic Air Rescue, offering helicopter rescue services in the Bahamas. His experience in law enforcement and aviation led him to launch this critical service, filling a gap in the aviation rescue sector. Tropic Air Rescue memberships provide access to emergency helicopter services, ensuring timely medical transport to South Florida hospitals. Marinello emphasizes the importance of safety in aviation, highlighting the need for two-pilot operations and twin-engine aircraft for increased safety. His flying philosophy emphasizes experience and risk management. His public service values influence the way he runs his businesses, prioritizing mission success and crew safety. Marinello's advice to young professionals interested in aviation and public service is to pursue a fulfilling and rewarding career path that can save lives and make a lasting impact.
Captiva Partners pays $26.5 million for industrial portfolio in the LA area. Lee & Associates, the largest broker-owned commercial real estate firm in North America, announced the sale of a 6-building industrial portfolio in Calabasas, California, to Captiva Partners for $26.5 million. The portfolio features 47 suites on 8.6 acres, offering stable tenancy and growth potential. Captiva Partners plans strategic upgrades to provide high-quality space for local businesses. The sale reflects strong demand for small bay industrial assets, showcasing a competitive and optimistic market. This prime location near the US 101 freeway provides convenient access to neighboring communities. For more information, visit leadassociates.com and learn about Captiva Partners, a real estate investment firm focused on acquiring and managing industrial properties across the Western United States.
Biomed News breaks: HeartBeam Inc., profiled on credit card-sized device that synthesizes 12-lead ECG. HeartBeam Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BEAT, is featured in an article by Susan Shepard for MD Plus DI, showcasing their credit card-sized ECG device that synthesizes a full 12-lead output. Cleared by the FDA in December, this portable system allows patients to get hospital-level arrhythmia evaluation on the go. CEO Rob Eno explained how the device captures signals from different directions and converts them into a 12-lead ECG. HeartBeam is awaiting FDA clearance for their algorithm this year. The coverage also mentions their partnership with Acrocardia for automated rhythm interpretation. Patients can use the app for routine or symptom-triggered recordings, with data sent to cardiologists as needed. HeartBeam plans to focus on preventive cardiology and concierge practices, with ongoing research to expand adoption and demonstrate cost-effectiveness.
Lockheed faces costly setbacks as fighter jet future dims. Lockheed Martin is facing financial strain with over $3.6 billion in charges in recent quarters, raising concerns about managing costs on defense programs. The F-35 program has suffered delays and added costs, while Pentagon cuts and European allies reevaluating orders are hurting jet exports. Losing out on key fighter programs has left Lockheed sidelined from future development. The company is focusing on missile systems, hypersonic weapons, and the Golden Dome Missile Defense Program, but near-term visibility is limited. Despite challenges, Lockheed reaffirms its 2025 free cash flow outlook. Investors are banking on Lockheed stabilizing execution and capitalizing on missile defense growth for future recovery. Evocative secures spot on Inc. 5000 list for sixth year in a row. Evocative, a global provider of internet infrastructure, secures its spot on Inc. magazine's prestigious Inc. 5000 list for the sixth consecutive year, ranking at number 33372. This list showcases the fastest-growing private companies in the United States based on revenue growth over the past 3 years. CEO Derek Garnier expressed excitement over this recognition, attributing it to the team's dedication to delivering top-notch digital infrastructure solutions and innovation to support AI workloads. Evocative's presence on the list highlights its sustained growth trajectory and market leadership in the internet infrastructure sector. The company's recent initiatives, such as the launch of Megaport services and expansion in key U.S. markets, demonstrate its commitment to customer-centric approach and global expansion. To learn more about Evocative's digital infrastructure solutions, visit their website.
REI Utility Services, named to Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. REI Utility Services has been named number 2,355 on the annual Inc. 5000 list, which showcases the fastest-growing private companies in America. Mitchell Mayo, CEO of REI Utility Services, credits their growth to the trust of utility partners and the dedication of their team. The Inc. 5000 honorees, including REI Utility Services, have shown exceptional growth despite economic challenges, with the top 500 companies boasting a median 3-year revenue growth rate of 1,552%. This recognition validates REI Utility Services' mission of providing high-quality engineering, field services, and technology solutions for electric utilities in the southern United States. For more information on the full list and company profiles, visit the Inc. website.
Bradenton Couple opens first Perspire Sauna Studio in Heritage Harbor. A new Perspire Sauna Studio, the country's largest sauna studio franchise, will open in Bradenton on September 5th. Located in Heritage Harbor, the studio will offer state-of-the-art snoo showers for contrast therapy. Owned by Mike and Pamela Policretis, the studio aims to provide a unique wellness experience. The couple was inspired to bring the brand to their community after visiting a Perspire location in Sarasota. The studio features 10 private infrared sauna suites, 5 snow showers, and premium hospitality services. Founders Week hours will run from September 5th to 12th, with regular hours starting afterward. For more information, visit Perspire Sauna Studios' website.
Lahontan Gold Corp., LGLGCXF, CEO outlines path to production with strong financial position and expanding resource base. Lahontan Gold Corp. CEO outlines a timeline to return the Santa Fe mine to production, highlighting progress in drilling, permitting, and resource expansion. Nevada's Walker Lane mining jurisdiction provides regulatory certainty and mining-friendly policies benefiting Lahontan. With gold prices soaring, Lahontan Gold CEO Kimberly Ann reports economic models may be capturing less than half of the company's true mineralization potential. Lahontan Gold Corp. is strategically positioned in Nevada's Walker Lane, advancing 4 premier gold and silver properties. Ann aims to return the Santa Fe mine to production by 2027, emphasizing progress in drilling, permitting, and resource expansion. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Con Mashiel Carey expands its labor and employment and litigation practices with the addition of Kimberly Cole in its California offices. Con Mashiel Carey LLP, a national boutique labor and employment and OSHA MSHA workplace safety law firm, has welcomed Kimberly Cole as a senior counsel in its Los Angeles and San Francisco offices. With over 2 decades of experience in California employment law, Kimberly will support the firm's national labor and employment and litigation practices. She has a strong track record in wage and hour disputes, discrimination, retaliation, and whistleblower claims. Kimberly's addition brings valuable legal insight to the team, enhancing client service in the region. Con Mashiel Carey LLP is known for its strategic guidance and passion for serving client interests, offering efficient solutions with a focus on workplace challenges. For more information, visit wdumal.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, outlines milestones achieved and strategic initiatives driving 2026 outlook. Beeline Holdings, Inc., provided an update on its progress towards 2026 goals, including the launch of Beeline Equity for homeowners, debt reduction of over $7 million ahead of schedule, and a target to achieve cash flow positive status by January 2026. Other milestones include NASDAQ uplisting, strong Q2 EPS, AI-driven revenue exceeding $170,000, enhanced cybersecurity, $6.2 million in cash with $50 million in equity, and expansion of SaaS and AI platforms like BlinkQC and Magic Blocks. CEO Nick Luza highlighted his $16 million personal investment and minimal salary to align with shareholders for long-term value creation. A new charge, Emily Bodoin's mission to build a safer, stronger battery. Pure Lithium founder and CEO Emily Bodoin, a trailblazing woman in the industry, has been recognized with numerous awards for her innovative brine-to-battery technology. Her journey from a finance background to leading a groundbreaking battery technology company showcases her determination to solve complex problems. With a team of world-class researchers, Emily developed a lithium metal and vanadium-based battery that outperforms traditional lithium-ion batteries. Her goal is to revolutionize energy storage and reduce carbon emissions by eliminating the need for extensive supply chains. As a female CEO in a male-dominated industry, Emily continues to inspire women to pursue careers in science and innovation, advocating for greater diversity and inclusion in the field.
Youth sports leaders collaborate to offer top-notch sports development for Only families. Two of Only's largest youth sports organizations, OBGC and SSAA, are merging to create a comprehensive sports program for families in the region. This collaboration will provide top-notch training, player development, and a strong sense of community. All SSAA teams will now be a part of OBGC, sharing resources and facilities to benefit players of all ages and skill levels. The merger aims to unite the Only youth sports community and enhance the development of young athletes. The full integration is expected by December 2025, offering kids in the area the best possible youth sports experience.
Blue Sky AI Inc. secures first 9.3 megawatt site for flagship data center. Blue Sky AI Inc. has secured its first 9.3 megawatt site in central Utah for its flagship modular data center. The company finalized agreements for 9.3 megawatts of power and a ground lease for 51.6 acres, enabling long-term operational control. Blue Sky AI specializes in scalable, energy-efficient data center infrastructure to meet the demands of the AI industry. The recent appointment of industry veteran Dan Gay further strengthens the company's position. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL.
Intellitrans opens new Atlanta headquarters. Intellitrans, a leading global multimodal transportation management software provider, has officially opened its new corporate headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. The new state-of-the-art facility in Dunwoody supports hybrid work and ongoing product innovation to meet the increasing demand for its transportation management system. CEO Chad Rabe emphasizes the importance of focus in addressing supply chain disruptions and optimizing freight operations. The new headquarters in Atlanta, along with the operations hub in Conway, Arkansas, will accelerate product innovation and scale infrastructure. This strategic move aligns with the company's growth period, bringing together leadership, product, marketing, and technical teams to drive the next phase of growth. Chief Technology Officer Jim Bell highlights the strategic location in Atlanta for expanding product and engineering teams in a strong logistics and tech talent market. Learn more about Intellitrans' transportation management system for rail and trucking on their website.
One World Products highlights eco-bioplastics integration and reinforces commitment to transparency in 10Q filing update. One World Products Inc., soon to be renamed Isaiah Enterprises, is actively working to finalize its Form 10Q filing, delayed due to the integration of Eco-Bioplastics Midland Inc. Management, auditors, and legal advisors are collaborating to complete the filing in the coming weeks. The company's partnership with Full Circle Technologies allows for the processing of renewable materials, strengthening its position in the global packaging industry. One World Products remains dedicated to transparency, compliance, and delivering long-term value to shareholders.
Biomed News breaks. HeartBeam Inc. NASDAQ beat to present at three September investor conferences. HeartBeam Inc., a medical technology company focused on transforming cardiac care, will be presenting at three investor conferences in September. CEO Robert Eno and CFO Timothy Cruikshank will attend the MDB Investor Summit 2025, HRX Live 2025, and the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference. They will provide updates on the company's commercialization progress, including demonstrations of the FDA-cleared HeartBeam system. This cable-free device collects 3D ECG signals for arrhythmia assessment. HeartBeam is dedicated to transforming the detection and monitoring of critical cardiac conditions with its innovative technology. The company's 3D ECG technology received FDA clearance for arrhythmia assessment in December 2024, and the 12-lead ECG synthesis software is under FDA review.
AI Maverick Intel Inc. transforms customer acquisition with AI-driven automation. AI Maverick Intel Inc., formerly known as Bionoid Pharma Inc., is revolutionizing customer acquisition with AI-driven automation. The company's AI Maverick platform automates two-way communication and data-driven interactions, eliminating the need for traditional SDR teams. CEO Wayne Cockburn states that by integrating cutting-edge AI solutions, AI Maverick Intel is delivering unparalleled value to clients and stakeholders. This innovative approach positions the company at the forefront of AI-powered business solutions. To learn more about AI Maverick Intel and its transformation, visit ibn.fm/heruq. IRS provides tax credit breathing room for EV buyers. The IRS has provided Americans interested in electric mobility with more time to take advantage of the federal EV tax incentive. This comes after the IRS amended the terms governing the phase-out of the tax credit. While EV buyers now have some breathing room, tax credits for other renewable energy technologies, including those offered by PowerBank Corporation, are still set to continue. GreenCarStocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
Investor news breaks. Global Tech Corp, OTC, GLTK, engages IBN to lead corporate communications. Global Tech Corporation K, a U.S.-based technology holding company focused on AI, big data, and digital infrastructure, has engaged IBN to lead its corporate communications strategy. With a diverse portfolio including enterprise productivity, e-commerce, retail, digital lending, and compliance solutions, as well as majority ownership of WorldCall Telecom Limited, Global Tech is driving growth through innovation, acquisitions, and regional partnerships, like its collaboration with Omantel in the Middle East. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering advanced press release syndication for private and public companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. Learn more at investorwire.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.